So how to read the actual music, how to read the notes on the staff. My favorite place to start is this little, it's called a mnemonic. Every good boy does fine. It means that the notes on the five lines, these are the names of the notes on each of the five lines. The lowest line is E, then G, B, D, F. So you should all have a reference of this in your, you know, to accompany this program, whether it's in the Mel Bay book, page 4, or usually it's in Moak's books, or I'll give you a copy of it. But it's every good boy does fine, rhymes with line. So that's how you know the names of the notes on the lines, you know. And for face, the word face, F-A-C-E, it rhymes with space. So face rhymes with space. Those are the notes on the spaces from bottom up. And every good boy does fine rhymes with line. Those are the notes that rhymes with line on the way bottom to top. So just going to a random, I'm going to test you a little bit. Going to a random song. Uh-huh. Let's go to Red River Valley on page 19 in the okay. And so I'm going to test you. The very first note.
Every good boy does fine.
Yep. So that first note in Red River Valley, page 19, Mel Bay, is the second line, right?
Uh-huh.
So is it every good boy or does or fine?
So G.
G, that's exactly right. Next one, is it on space or line?
Space.
And is it F, A, C, or E?
C.
There you go. And then the next note after that is on the last space, so it must be a?
E.
E, that's right, because the face rhymes with space, so it's not F, not A, not C, but it's E. And then we got another E. Then we're back, and then what about this next one, the note after the two E's, at the end of the second bar?
D.
Is D, yeah, good. So you got how to do it. So before you even start to read on any instrument, you know, pause this recording and test yourself, see if you can recognize. Now, when you get to notes above the staff, like let's say third line, the second note there is above the staff, and we haven't learned that yet. So you can't use the every good boy does fine thing. However, I will tell you that it's just above an F, because it's just over the top line, and it's every good boy does fine, so therefore it must be G, because our musical alphabet goes A, B, C, D, F, G, and then back to A again. There's no H, right? So it's A, B, C, D, F, G, and so if the note is just higher than F, it must be G. If it was just higher than that, it would be A, but we'll get there. We don't have to do all that right now, but now you know how the staff works. Let me give you some more tests, some more testing. Let's go to let's go to a different page. How about Buffalo Gals, page 28, right? You haven't learned the notes below the staff, so we're not worried about that, but we're gonna start with the third note in Buffalo Gals.
Okay.
What is that? It's E, because every good boy does fine, it's on the first of the line. Then what about the next note is
F,
because it's the first of face, F-A-C-E, and then what about that?
It's A.
And then keep going from there?
It's F. G.
Yeah.
E.
Good job.
G. F.
And then skip that one. You haven't learned it yet. But I will tell you, it's just down from E.
So
therefore, it must be D. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then that one's F.
E.
E. And then this last one you wouldn't be responsible for, but it's two down from E.
Okay, so it's C.
That would be C. Absolutely. Great job. All right, so that's just a little warm-up. Now, some teachers teach rests and all this stuff, too. We'll get to all that. Like on page 6, it has about what the different rests are and what they look like. We'll get to that. I'm not going to get into that right this minute. I'm going to go right into, on the next track, go right into the three notes of the E top string.